We got prom coming up pretty soon. Well, let's talk about prom safety.
We certainly do. Prom's coming up on May 11th, and certainly a great time of the year for the high schoolers and especially those seniors that are graduating. And
they're having the prom on the opening of fishing.
I know. And I think Mother's Day is the next day, isn't it?
So, yeah.
So it'll be a busy weekend for us fathers, I guess. So. But yeah, I know it's coming. And of course, you know, from my perspective, we always kind of worry when it gets to be prom, and just hoping that all the kids out there will use some good judgment and good common sense and not consume alcohol or any other substances. And you can still have a good time without using alcohol. And hopefully we as parents can lead or set some good examples and talk to our children about that and not the use of alcohol. And if they are out there in a somebody that's going to prom or is a after prom party somewhere and they start feeling uncomfortable, I'll just certainly encourage them to call a friend that can come get them or their parent, and hopefully those parents will stick by the phone and be available if they're needed. And but hopefully there's any parties that are non-alcoholic and no other controlled substances. You can certainly still have a good time without that, and then certainly encourage the students to that are out there to wear their seatbelts. You know, there'll be a lot of driving going to and from prom and to probably an after prom party that's non-alcoholic. We'll stress that again, but to wear their seatbelts and to stay off their phones while they're driving.
Explain a little bit about the host law in case people.
Well, if there's anybody that's 18 or older and there's alcohol at a party or a residence, wherever that party's at with alcohol, and that person knows there's alcohol there, and there's people underage who are consuming alcohol at that party, that person can certainly be liable, not just civilly, of course, but criminally through a county ordinance, the social host ordinance. So, and that's even if mom and dad have a cabin and they know there's a party there and they know that there's alcohol going to be there, they could be in violation of the social host ordinance also. So that's been a big push nationwide for social host. Some states actually have social host laws. Minnesota does not. We have social host ordinances.
Well, you mentioned earlier alcohol and other substances, and those other substances have been keeping your department pretty busy.
Certainly have. We've had investigation in the department with the use of a confidential informant, reliable informants, and we made 5 arrests here within the last month under using controlled buys, and all the 5 arrests were surrounded the sale of prescription medications, and unfortunately all locals that were arrested, and so it was, you know, a good investigation, great job by the deputies that were working that case, but it's unfortunate that we've had this much activity related to prescription medication and the sale of prescription medication illegally in Cook County. It's kind of disturbing.
Okay, I also understand that a lot of drug arrests happen at the border.
They certainly do.
Do they not know that we have law enforcement on this side?
Well, what happens a lot is people take a wrong turn in Thunder Bay, and I think they believe they're going across country when they're actually heading towards the border, and the next thing you know it, they end up at the U.S. border, and for whatever reason, they get the attention of the customs officers who are being very vigilant at the border, and maybe something that gets their attention to require a secondary inspection. So then they're inspected, and then it turned up that they have illegal controlled substances in their possession. So they end up getting arrested, and then they turn it over to us. So we've had quite a few arrests this year at the border that are drug related.
Well, as I understand it, you and I were talking before we went on the air. I think you said August 6th of last year you had 58 bookings.
That was our 58th booking. It was August 6th, and as of Sunday of this year, we already hit 57, and we'll hit 58 today, I think it is, today or tomorrow, when somebody will be booking in to serve a sentence. But yeah, we're way ahead of last year, and we've been busy. Just been very steady. A lot of, like I said, drug arrests, both locally with our local investigations and up at the border, but also a lot of DWIs. Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of DWI arrests over this past few months in 2013. So that's just, it's been really steady.
Deputy John Hughes is retiring.
He certainly is. John has been with us for about 6 years, and he was a Lisle, Illinois police officer for 20-some years, I think 20 years retired. I think we actually hired him initially as a bailiff, and then we had a full-time opening like immediately after that, and he decided that he wanted to get back in the mix of law enforcement, and so he worked for us for 6 years as a full-time deputy, and retired on his last day of work was Saturday, and certainly appreciate all the work John did for us in the sheriff's office, but also for his community, and did a great job, and he certainly will be missed.
Okay, before I let you go, let's touch base on courthouse security.
The board did approve the purchase of a metal detector and also an X-ray machine. The caveat with the X-ray machine is myself and Chief Deputy Lundy happened to be at the FBI office probably about a month ago, and they have an X-ray machine there. It's an older version, but they don't use it, and they said we could have it for free if we want. So we'll probably grab that and see if it meets our needs. If it doesn't, the board has authorized that we can purchase an X-ray machine and then have the metal detector, walk-through metal detector, and then the X-ray machine, which is for X-raying or screening bags and purses, et cetera, stuff like that. And then they authorized the hiring of a part-time licensed deputy sheriff to provide security of the courthouse. And we still have to work out some details on that, but the goal would be to screen people coming into the courthouse on court days. That's when you have your high energy, high emotional activity at the courthouses on those days especially. So those will be the days that we'd probably utilize that equipment and that personnel. And hopefully we'll get that in place sometime this summer.
Okay. We've been speaking with Cook County Sheriff Mark Falk, as we do this time every month. And we'll have you back, if not sooner. And hopefully it's a safe and secure prom.
Certainly hope so, and everybody have a good time. Thank you.